only.
Ben, loving your work as always. Thank you.
To the programme. Joining us shortly, Keith Duffy will be here to tell us why his favourite colour is purple. Gino De Campo's cooking a frittata in the kitchen, and Deirdre's looking for your questions and queries when it comes to love advice. Be sure to drop Deirdre. Is it Deirdre? Was it?
Somebody Rayner, wasn't it?
The old lady. What was her name?
Gloria Gaynor? No, she's
Gloria Gaynor. Yeah,
she
Gloria
sings.
Gaynor did the advice bit
and,
on this
and
morning.
Angela Rayner is the leader of the Liberal Democrats. Was not her either.
And in the mood for a chuckle, because these boys joining us shortly. Although one of the Chuckle Brothers is no longer with us.
Barry, R.I.P.
So Paul is still alive.
Correct.
So one half of the famous Chuckle Brothers. Joining us. Gino De Campo always making inappropriate remarks about the food. Grow up, man. Not one of the great theme tunes, in fairness.
No.
Not one of the ones that you'd be humming all day.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
This, on the other hand.
A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but their jeans, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world.
Quite lazy when you think about it, isn't it? Uninspired, just churning out the hits. Who's you talking about, Willis?
Gary. Oh, God. Wasn't his name Gary somebody or other?
Old man?
Sure,
Cooper?
Let's go with that.
Cooper?
Could be, no, he was the older actor. Oh, for God's sake.
Neville?
Rhodes?
You wear a disguise, you look like human guys, but you're not a man, you're a chicken boo.
Chicken boo from, was it Animaniacs?
It was indeed, yeah.
Very nice.
One more.
We're late for the 2 o'clock show.
Come on, Ireland.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I get my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell. If the teacher passed a test, I know I'm in a mess, and my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding over my chair, she will know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be alright. It's alright, cause I'm saved by the bay.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Shady Aftermath, 50 Cent in the club. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello, Ireland. Good afternoon. Play that one for Pamela Joyce, actually, because it's her birthday tomorrow, and we're saying, go, shorty, go, 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 go. Just, Jesus, go, will you, woman? Just get out, just go home. See you on Monday, God. She's 46 this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have put her at 43, yeah,
Right. Ireland, good afternoon. The gang's all here. Yeah. Still gets ID'd. Do you know that?
Does she?
Yeah, 46 years of age. She's still getting ID'd. At least that's what she says she is.
All right, okay.
Or she insists on showing her ID when we're going into a pub or a nightclub or that kind of crack. It's like, Pam, you're a grown woman. You don't need to do this anymore. She's like, oh, I'm always getting stopped. I'm always getting stopped.
No, Pam, that's just you stopping yourself.
It's true. Ridiculous. Deluded. Delusional.
I'm wrecked today, actually. I'm actually really tired today. I was worried I wouldn't have the energy for top tier broadcasting this afternoon.
Right.
Quite tired and I didn't sleep well last night. I was too giddy. I was too excited.
About Friday?
No, about Ian Dempsey's accents competition.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's understandable.
I was like, oh, I'm never going to sleep. What's going to be? Who's going to be the big winner? So did they announce it then this morning, the greatest accent in Ireland is?
No, it rolls over until next week.
They're not getting another week out of it,
sure
are they?
Are, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They have finalists.
Right.
Would you like to know the 8 finalists, Raymond?
There are 8 finalists?
8 finalists, and it'll be decided next week.
What is the thinking behind this finalists process? Why 8?
Process.
Yeah, the process. Why 8?
I have no... Because I guess it's 4 quarterfinals and then a final wrap-up on the Friday.
Oh, hang on. You've got your 4 provinces. Could it be the case you've got 2 in each?
Let me do the quick maths on that. I'm going to say...
No.
Possibly.
Really? Could it be 2 in each province, maybe?
It could be.
Because they got... They've got 4 days next week, do they? And they'll announce it then on the Friday. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So they'll do 2 a day and then the final on the Friday. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I bet that's why it's 8, JP. So now I have to wait another whole week now before I find out what the greatest accent in Ireland is. As decided by the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Well, think about this over the weekend, right? So think about this over the weekend.
I'll think about little else.
Think about this over the weekend. Here are your 8 finalists. So think about this over the weekend.
Okay, go on.
You've got your Corks.
Yeah.
You got your Dublins.
Mm.
Louth is in there. Galway. Kerry.
Slow down. Okay. Cork and Dublin, yeah. Good brand. Yeah. Biggest population centres. What else?
Louth.
Yeah.
My own fair county. Galway.
Yeah.
Kerry.
Galway's a bit of a... It's not a bad accent, but it's not a particularly strong accent.
Pamela may have lobbied hard for that one.
Okay,
we don't know. Kerry's in there.
Beautiful, yeah.
Donegal, which is my favourite.
That's going to win.
That's going to win. We already know that. Wexford, bit of an outside shot on that one. And Monaghan, rounding out your 8 finalists.
Wait a minute, Monaghan and Louth. How different are the Monaghan and Louth accents, really?
Excuse me, they are wildly different.
Okay, right.
They are wildly different.
Deluded. So I have to wait a whole week.
It'll all be decided next Friday.
The eyes are going to be hanging out of my head by this time next year. I'm not going to catch a wink between now and then.
Will you be casting your vote?
I've already cast it.
Have you?
I couldn't possibly reveal what I voted for. Not looking for a Mayo at all.
Mayo did not make the cut, no.
We're shouting for Galway then in that case.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to go for Louth, so, you know, whatever.
Fair enough. Vote for Louth. A vote for Loud is a vote for the greatest accent you ever heard in your life.
That is the sound of a bitter man whose county did not make the final.
And while you're at it, vote for Monaghan, because it's the same accent.
It's not the same.
Carrick Macross.
It's like
Monaghan Town.
No.
Dundalk.
No.
They sound the same.
Well, they don't.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It's bitter, okay?
I'm fine with this. So what's the deal? Ian Dempsey, 6 a.m. Monday morning. The whole thing continues.
Two listeners will face off. A listener from each county will face off each day. And then the listeners will judge their performances.
Perfect.
Who's got the better accent?
Perfect.
And they progress to the next stage.
The only way I'm staying with this frankly ridiculous system now. Uh-huh. The only way you're going to keep me interested.
Right.
Is if you put Monaghan...
Okay.
The Monaghan representative and the Louth representative.
It's the dream final everyone wants.
On the same morning.
Correct.
I want both of them bright and early Monday morning facing off in their accents and have the rest of the nation try and work out which is which. Because it's the same accent.
Not the same.
Hey, I'll do the roll call next. 0874 100 102. FM, hey. No. No. Hey, JP.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to do a roll call?
Yes, please.
Let's do a roll call. Les Bongo. What accent was I doing, though? Was I doing the Louth accent or the Monaghan accent?
You want to check your ears, mate.
You'll never know. The Monaghan Louth accent is perfectly... This is a Rob on show. The Monaghan Louth accent is perfectly illustrated by Postman Patrick on YouTube. Yeah, we're big fans of Postman Patrick. Probably not best played on the radio, though, from Robin Monaghan. Rob, you're absolutely right. We couldn't play it on air, but it is hilarious. Claire Rayner, methinks. Michelle on show. What's this?
Your relationship expert on This Morning.
Oh, Claire Rayner, was that her name?
Yes.
Ask Claire. Jay and Mead says Gary Coleman.
What's she talking about, Willis?
Yep, that's right.
What's she talking about, Willis?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Honestly, let's leave it, yeah?
What are you talking about, Willis, hey?
This is approaching a hate crime now.
What you talking about, hey, Willis?
Shane on show, Ray, I can do the back freestyle breast and butterfly. Does that qualify me to rule the world? Is four different strokes sufficient? Shane. It takes different strokes to rule the world, according to the theme tune of Different Strokes, the 70s sitcom. We just played the theme tune of. Hi, Ray. Can you wish Nasa Lane from Newmarket, County Cork, a very happy 12th birthday? Love the show. Hey. A from Breed. On show, Ray and JP, wish me happy Christmas as I launch into my first selection box of 2022, not including the ones I had in January. Loving the show. Hey. A from Kerri-Anne in Ballinasloe. Kerri-Anne, where did you get the selection box? Where was selling them? I suppose we're nearly... Well, I thought it was selection box season once we're through... Halloween, or where'd you go?
We don't know that Kerri-Anne wasn't squirreling away.
Oh, maybe a last year one, fair enough. Year, yeah. Tom on show, question, how the hell were the Chuckle Brothers not the subjects of a rogue traders expose? They were stone useless, in particular when manoeuvring heavy, fragile objects. I suppose they should have been investigated. Some yeah.
Right, Connor Pope should have been onto them at least.
Esther Ranson doing a package. We've reached out to the Chuckle Brothers via their website, chucklebrothers.co.uk, and they've sent this response via their the legal representative. To you. One Republic, this is I Ain't Worried. You're on Today FM. I don't know what you've been told. One Republic and I Ain't Worried, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland can have.
I ain't worried.
Tether's not worried. She's making a fortune out of whistling and whistling.
License to print money for Tether there. Actually, do you know what? He's better at it than we are. Yeah.
Man's got talent. Don't care what you say. Barry's over there. This is talking about the. Well, while I'm throwing around scurrilous accusations, this is Ian Dempsey's accent thing. Monaghan and Louth are in the same category. They managed to get through to the final. Why isn't Cavan in there as well?
Oh, it's a bit of a snowball, right? Or North Meath.
North Meath,
yeah.
Louth, Cavan and Monaghan. It's all the same accent. Barry's over there. Barry, what's your contribution to the broadcast this afternoon, sir? How are you feeling? 0874-100-102 on voice note.
Ray.
Yeah.
Just let you know, I know Louth accents.
You know Louth accents? Okay, I'm saying Louth and Monaghan is the same accent. You know Louth accents.
And they are not the same as Louth accents.
What? Well, you see, the thing is, Barry, they absolutely are. Say what you like about Louth accents and Louth accents, but they're definitely the same as Louth accents.
Just thought I'd let you know that.
Cheers, brother.
Hi.
Hey, morning, lad. 0874-100-102. And Tanya's over there as well. Tanya, how are you feeling this afternoon?
Guys, whatever about the Monaghan accent or the Louth accent, how in the name of divine did the Dublin accent get in there?
I think that's a fair point, actually. Well, it depends on the Dublin accent you're speaking of.
Which there's, Dublin accent is it, yeah?
There are three variations of Dublin accent.
Three?
In my opinion, yeah.
All right.
There's the one, like, the I don't know, what would you say, the typical Dublin accent?
Your classic, yeah.
The Dublin accent.
That one.
How's it going? Up
all
the
right
dubs.
There.
I bleed blue.
It's Tony here. How are you doing, lads? Loving the show.
JP doing his audition for Fair City for Carrickstown.
Ah, jeez, how are you doing?
How's it
are
going?
You all right there, Michelle? I heard about Tony. Is he doing okay?
There's that Dublin accent, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's this posh Dublin accent. Yeah. How's it going? Oh, my okay, God.
Well, that cannot win.
Hey, Dean. Hey, Dean.
My God.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Thank you so
I'm
much.
Asian to change nation.
Oh, my God. I love my accent.
I nearly got stuck in the roundabout.
What's
oh, my God. I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. How do you think you say so much?
That cannot be the winner.
And then there's the neutral sort of Dublin accent as well. They're your options. Yeah, I suppose fair point.
We're going full
Lidl on Today FM.
Are we going full Lidl now, actually?
Yes, we are.
Do this, actually, if you like.
All this week, we will go full Lidl. €400 each show through the week. And then we've got a grand finale, which apparently is happening this afternoon on this broadcast.
On this show, yeah.
Yeah, €10,000 to spend at Lidl. We'll be doing that later on. Initially, we're going to do our €400, our final finalists to get you in, to win €10,000. So we've got €400 giveaway now to do. You know how it works at this stage. We've got one shopping list, right? I'll read you through the shopping list. Fish tea bags, biscuits, deodorant, bin bags, bananas, ice cream.
I don't know why that's funny. It just is.
So that's your shopping list there, yeah? I'm going to add one item to the shopping list. I'm so sneaky. I'm so sneaky, Jippy.
He's a messer.
I'm a messer. I'll add something to the list. Tell me what the thing is. Hello, what's your name? Where are you from? 0874-100-102. If I call you back, I'll give you €400 to spend a little. And I'll put you in the draw for a €10,000 spend at Lidl. Fish tea bags, biscuits, deodorant, bin bags, bananas, ice cream.
Now, was that the one where you'd added something?
I haven't added something yet.
All right.
Fish tea bags, biscuits, deodorant, bin bags, bananas, ice cream.
Was there an extra one there?
No, I haven't added anything yet. Fish tea bags, biscuits, deodorant, 12-piece screwdriver set, bin bags, bananas, ice cream.
Was there an extra one there?
Did you not hear it? No.
Oh, I wasn't listening properly.
You have to be sharp.
You did.
Fish tea bags, biscuits, deodorant, 12-piece screwdriver set, bin bags, bananas, ice cream.
Ray Foley.
What is the item? Text
with
now.
Supermax and the...
No fighting. Settle down now, will you? No fighting.
No fighting.
No fighting. Relax. Don't make me separate you. Harry, you moved to the front of the class here. You sit up.
I wasn't doing anything.
Let your little friend sit back there at the back of the class now. I'm going to separate the
this
two of you.
This is unfair.
You can sit up here now where I can keep a good eye on you. Today FM playing the music you love. Friday afternoon, Ray Foley in and on. And confusing the accents of Louth and Monaghan and what we're at. We'll throw Cavan in there as well and maybe even North Meath. Mark is there.
Mayor, this is Mark in Monaghan. Hey, and there's not a hope the Monaghan accents end in the Louth accent.
Yeah.
Go away, that.
Mark in Louth there. Oh, sorry.
Monaghan.
Did you say all the same?
We're going full Lidl on Today FM.
I find that accent very attractive, though.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Seductive, okay.
Very attractive.
Seductive.
How are you single? Find it very, very attractive. Those northeastern border counties.
I had no idea you were so attracted to me, right? How dare you? You cheeky man.
Hey, €400 to spend at Lidl. We're going full Lidl on Today FM. We have been all week. And we need a winner, a final finalist for a final, which is taking place before 4 o'clock this afternoon. I read out my list here a minute ago. Fish tea bags, biscuits, deodorant, bin bags, bananas, ice cream. Adding what item to the list? Fish tea bags, biscuits, deodorant, 12-piece screwdriver set, bin bags, bananas, ice cream. It's a tough one.
It is, yes.
I wanted to make it a sticky one.
The very best of luck if you've entered our competition this afternoon. To the phones we go.
That didn't work.
Ah, brilliant.
Oh. Ah, fantastic.
Hup, it's not working. No. Yeah, it's the right number I'm doing, but it's not working.
Jimmy, it's not working.
That's not working. I'll try it over there in line one. I'll try and put it through in line one. Hang on,
What is that about now, you see?
That's bizarre.
What is the technical limitation that's causing this? Oh, that's not working there, right? It's not working there either. Ray, what's wrong with you? You can't get to walk the phone. No, that's not working. Give me a different number.
There you go. Punching those digits.
A shame, isn't it?
Yeah, real pity there.
All right, let me try another one. Oh, that is a dose.
If anything, it adds to the tension, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you where I've got tension, but you're not going to want to. You don't want to know this physically.
Oh, got a pain somewhere.
It's ringing.
That's a clean number, actually.
Clean?
Yeah.
You're clean to faint. Hello, is that Declan?
It is, yes.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
How am I? I'm all right, I suppose. Yeah, I'm all
are
right.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm middling to rough. What are you up to today, Declan?
Just working from home now.
You're working from home?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you work at?
I'm an engineer.
An engineer? Brilliant.
Yeah.
And what do you engineer?
So I'm doing drones for telecom sites. For telecom sites? Yeah, for a big multinational.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah. Oh, sure, I'm not going to get into it. Sure, we'll be here all day. I'm not going to ask you your business. It's probably confidential anyway. What's your story, Declan? Are you just working? Do you finish later today?
Yeah, I'll probably be working long hours today now, but just trying to get the project finished. But yeah, I listened to the show and really enjoying it.
Wow, really? This show?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Right.
That's alarming.
Yeah. Like the accent, yeah.
You need to get out a little bit more, Declan.
Mostly accent chat, actually, and that's fair enough.
Spending too much time on your own working from home is really, it's really getting to you, obviously. Do you have a significant other, or what's your situation?
I do, yeah. Girlfriend.
Tell me more.
That's Polish girl.
What's her name?
Ursula.
How long are you going out together?
About 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years?
Oh, make it official, man. Come on.
Very good. It's time to put a ring on it for Ursula. Is she home at the moment as well, or is she out working?
She is. She's working from home too.
Oh, she's working from home as well?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So that's why you're kind of keeping the voice down, as if you're in work. Either that or you don't want her to know about the 400 euro little.
Oh, no, it's sweet.
Oh, well, tell me, what was the extra item I added to my shopping list?
12-piece screwdriver set.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Wonderful. All right, Declan, a 12-piece screwdriver. No, hang on. 400 euro.
Yeah.
Imagine if I was giving you the screwdriver set and I keep the voucher. You've got 400 euro to spend at Lidl, and I'm doing a draw in about an hour's time for the 10,000 euro shop at Lidl. It could be all yours.
Cool. Well, brilliant. Thanks very much.
Cheers, buddy. Thanks for listening, and stay listening.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Hey! Bye, Declan. Adios, brother.
And a man in China claims he has trained goldfish to play football. He started training his goldfish half a year ago and now says he has 5 who know how to shoot the ball into a goal. He says rewarding them with food when they score helps to keep them motivated.
Mm.
It's 3:30 past 3.
Are they using a FIFA regulation size ball?
Correct, yeah.
Because it's not football.
No.
Actually, is it even football if they're using fins and a tail?
That's a good question. I suppose association soccer would be the correct term that I should have used there.
Oh, really? Right. Is it worth checking with him to check those?
Have you checked in with the FAI, actually? I have the press office number here.
Do you speak Chinese, Ben?
Yeah.
I don't. Do you know what? I'm not actually going to follow up with any of these questions.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. Texts and WhatsApps this afternoon. Correspondence with regard to this breaking news story this afternoon.
Yeah.
0874-100-102.
Deirdre's jumped on board, Ray. She says, surely they're goldfish, Ray.
They're what?
Goldfish. As gold.
No, they're gold. They're goldfish.
Right. Well, apologies, Deirdre. You got the details.
Are they kind of a koi, Ben? Are they a koi?
No, they're your average commoner garden goldfish.
Okay.
Okay. Matt says, I'd say them soccer fish are a bunch of divers, is the point he wanted to make.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you for that. That's not Matt Cooper making the contribution.
I don't know.
We were wondering if perhaps we could make contact with this Chinese gentleman and find out what size ball they're using, because it's not football unless it's the FIFA regulation.
Yeah. You like to do things by the book, Ray, don't you?
What size? I've put it into the translate on Google Translate. Ben, are you getting all this? You're going to need to take this down when you're making contact with our news agency.
The bureau.
Bear with me.
The Beijing bureau.
With the Beijing bureau.
Okay, I'm ready to transcribe here.
There we go. What size ball is that? In Chinese, we say...
那是多大的球?
那是多大的球?
Careful now.
那是多大的球?
Did you get that? What size ball is that? There's something fishy about this game. Ready?
Yeah.
这个游戏有点可疑.
Chiki Yoshi?
这个游戏有点可疑.
Okay, and we've got this. Let me see if you can. Can you tell what this is?
Right.
喜欢这个节目.
Yay!
She loves the show. Of course she does.
喜欢这个节目.
Hey!
Ray Foley.
Hi, sweetheart. Shawn Mendes is not holding me back. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley on for your Friday afternoon.
There's nothing holding me back.
Check.
Still to come, we've got the €10,000 shop at Lidl to give away as we go full Lidl on Today FM for the full week. And several, is it over 25 grand on the cash machine? Yeah, it's over 25. I can't give you the full total, but we'll find out if we've got a winner on the cash machine shortly. Also, I'm told DJ Jo's on his way in.
Is he
coming in or what's
I'll the... tell him to come in.
Come on, bring him in. Open the door. Come on in. In you come, sir.
DJ Jo. This is DJ Jo.
Yeah, starty. Oh, it's Friday. Nothing worse than a wet one, though. Today's outlook, right? Overcast with the chance of an occasional stone cold classic tune for yous. Got that coming up in just a second there on Today FM.
D.
Good to have yous along. It may be crappy outside, but the vibes are strong.
J.
Time's just gone 3:16 in the afternoon for yous on this glorious, not so glorious Friday.
D.
How are you doing? 0874-1102. Use a shout out.
D.
Kill.
J.
Alright.
D. J. D. J. J.
Boom. Let me say J-O. Nice one. Wanna say a big hello to Jerry. Big hello to you, Jerry. He says J-O the other day, really. The missus, our sister, he says, I've always wanted to be able to play a little guitar. So she bought me a ukulele. A little guitar.
You know.
Oh, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
I was just checking you're alive over there. That reminds me, when I was a kid myself, right? I wanted to play the guitar really badly, I did. So I picked up a guitar, right? And guess what? I played it really badly. It was my first go.
Okay.
This is J-O. Come here, I just had one of them Cuisine de France croissants for lunch there, right? What's the opposite of a croissant? A happy uncle. Nice one. Biggo says, sorry, J-O. All right, Biggo. He says, J-O, last night I says to the girlfriend, right, he says, come here, your underwear is way too tight and revealing. She says to me, well, wear your own then. Spicy. Listen, Mick, all right? You live yours our best life, all right? And if she's still giving you grief, right, maybe you be... better off alone, Alice DJ, Today FM.
DJ Jo.
Wow. Just.
Wow.
Just wow.
DJ Jo making his way home in the bus as we speak. Wow, what a kid. Kid's got talent.
Jason Derulo's. Let's take you dancing. Today FM, we play the music you love. You messing over there.
I had to move over here.
We move over there.
The headphones were over here, not over there.
Got some texts?
Yes, please.
0874-100-102. Hi, by the way, Ray Foley's my name. This is my little show, and then we've got JP over there.
I'm right over here.
Sort of, I don't know what's the role? What's that? I don't know, very hard to tell them apart. Now that's a Friday tune, Ray. Love it. From Liam and Nina, loving the show. Hey. Cheers, Liam. And yeah, more Friday tunes for you. After 4 o'clock, we've got your Friday mix. Mix It Friday. Teasers for Mix It Friday. What have I got on there? I've got OK Go.
Wow. OK. Well, that is random, but I appreciate it.
I've got a great OK Go song in there for you. What else do I have? I'm trying to remember. I've got some Ronan Keating. I've got some Backstreet Boys. And I've got Daphne and Celeste in there as well.
OK. Well, it could only be one of, I'm going to say, two songs from them.
Yeah. I don't know if they've got any more. Hi, Ray and JP. Jerry from Cavan. Sorry, Jerry from Cavan in Monaghan on Shaw and You. As a Cavan man, I'm determined to get full value from my text. So first off, I want to say I wish my son James a happy 9th birthday. And secondly, can you say hello to Ali, Philo and everyone who knows me. And lads, love the show.
Hey.
So whose birthday is it today? James, happy 9th birthday.
Hello, James.
Yay. And hi to Ali, Philo and everyone who knows me. And lots of love from Jerry and Cavan. Right, what have I got for you? We've still got to do the cash machine call. Who's doing the cash machine call today? Is it Barry?
Is it Cuddy again?
It's not Cuddy again, is it?
It might be, yeah.
Oh, God. I can't stand that guy.
you've been down on Cuddy all
I've
week.
Never really liked him. Even
You've since, never warmed to
even,
him.
Even since before I worked in the same building, I never really took to him.
Okay, yeah.
He's just got...
Does he leave you cold, Ray? Is that
you
what
you know the way
say?
When News and Talk put up those videos of...
It's usually, and listeners, you know what I'm talking about, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. You know when News Talk put up videos of their presenters having a rant about something?
Yeah, you get it on the social channels.
They'll have a whinge. Yeah. See, I'm randomly going through my Instagram or I'm flicking through Twitter and next thing, it might be Kelly having a pop at something.
Pascal.
Yeah. Or you'd have Pat Kenny raging about the state of the HSE. And then randomly you land on a Cudahy one. You're like, my God, he's so gorgeous. Initially.
Yeah. This is where it all stems from. He's just too good looking and you can't stand
it. Yeah. You're like, oh, he takes your breath away at the initial moment. And then the rage, the simmering rage and jealousy then boils to the surface.
He's a head turner.
Yeah. So is he doing the cash machine?
I believe it's him, yeah.
Great.
Cudahy.
Cudahy.
Hang on.
Dragostina Tinhay.
That nearly works, by the way.
Dragostina Dintay.
One of Romania's finest groups.
They're Romanian, are they?
They were, yeah.
Is Cudahy Romanian? No, he's from Cork.
No, I've never asked.
Cork.
It's Cork. It's Cork. It's kind of southern, so that checks out.
The channel's fine. Cudahy, 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 Ray Foley. Our Kieran Cudahy song.
With Supermax. Home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
Hopefully he'll make you go, ha, ha, this afternoon as he makes the cash machine call in just a couple of moments right here on Today FM. We're playing Britney and Elton John next. Britney Spears and Elton John, Hold Me Closer. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Except when we sing our Cudahy song.
Cudahy, 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 Cudahy.
I keep getting it wrong. Kieran Cudahy.
Cudahy, Cudahy, Cudahy.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you, Chef.
On Ireland, it's the Kieran Cudahy song. Sing along. And if you ever see him in the street, sing it too. He'd love that.
He'd love that.
Cudahy.
Cudahy.
So Kieran Cudahy's making the cash machine call this afternoon. If you text him before 3 o'clock, you know the drill. Answer within 5 rings. Give us the exact amount that we've been giving you all day and you win it all. Life-changing money, making your Friday afternoon. Let's go.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Hey, this is Kieran Cudahy and I am making a cash machine call. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Helena.
Hi, Helena. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Tipperary.
And what are you up to in Tipperary today, Helena?
I'm working, actually, at the moment.
Well, hopefully you're about to earn a few bob.
Okay.
So, will we do it, Helena?
Yes, please.
All right, let's get to it. We need you to tell us today's winning amount for the cash machine. Take your time, Helena, and remember, you have to give me that amount in full.
Okay, hopefully this is right. €25,329.84.
Helena, you are a winner. Congratulations.
Oh,
well done, Helena. Over 25 grand.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Well, listen, fair play. What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, I don't know yet. Probably like a holiday or something.
Oh, well, you could go, Helena, you could go on some holiday now from Tipperary with 25 grand.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Well, that's a nice way to start a weekend, isn't it, Helena?
Definitely.
You'll have to celebrate tonight.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, well done. Well done, Helena.
Thank you so much.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to The Last Word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount. We could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
The party's at Helena's tonight, lads. I'm telling you, she's after winning €25,329.84.
Well done, Cuddy. Well done. Begrudging respect.
All right, it's Friday afternoon. Here comes the weekend. So you want another cash machine total? Turn on Matt after 4:30. This is Today FM. An ultimate 80s track. If ever you did hear one. Love and Bon Jovi for your Friday afternoon. And if you like 80s music, tonight a brand new show is kicking off on Today FM. Have you heard this?
What's this now?
Today FM 80s.
Yes, please.
Is it tomorrow? Tonight or tomorrow night? I thought it was tonight.
It's tonight, yeah.
Friday night.
Tonight, it is tonight.
Why is it tomorrow on
that's
the sheet?
That's a mistake.
No.
It should say tonight.
Tonight from 10 o'clock, Today FM 80s airs for the first time. Not to be confused with Friday Night 80s, which is 80s on a Friday night.
Correct. Now I'm confused.
Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
For God's sake.
Do you want to go out and ask?
No, I don't.
Are you giving someone a confused look?
It's definitely tonight.
Great.
It's 100% tonight.
That's a huge relief.
Woo!
I think you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
I think regardless of what anyone else is saying on the programming WhatsApp group.
What are other people saying?
JP, as producer, yeah. is rocking this afternoon. Rocking like Bon Jovi in the 80s. So yeah, if you like your 80s music, turn on Today FM tonight from 10 o'clock. Presented by Steve Kay. It's going to feature all of the best upbeat bangers of the decade. We used to work with Steve Kay years ago, and it's great to be once again broadcasting on the same radio station as Steve Kay. Turn on Steve Kay. He's got his own unique broadcasting style.
Yep.
Turn him on tonight from 10 o'clock. Steve Kay. Spin. We love Steve. Although, in all the years we've known him, we've never found out what the K stands. His name is Steve Kay. Turn him on tonight, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We've never found out what the K stands for.
It's not K-A-Y. Like,
no,
that's not his name. It's just the letter
Steve
K.
Steve and then the letter K.
Right, okay, yeah.
I was thinking Kettle. Steve Kettle.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. He's a big, big T fan. But then he would be called Steve T, wouldn't he? Not Steve K.
Well, he's a hot, hot DJ, so Kettle works.
What about Steve Kidney?
Again, it's an option.
What about Steve Kelp?
Like the seaweed.
Yeah, it's a type of algae. Steve Kelp.
Do you know, we must ask him. Yeah.
Today FM 80s, 10 o'clock tonight with Steve Kelp.
And you can see why he just goes with the K, can't you?
Oh, what about Knuckles?
Stevie Knuckles.
Stevie Knuckles.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, Today FM. What about Steve Knickerbocker?
No.
What about Steve Clapp with a K?
All right, okay.
It could be Steve Clapp. Yeah. Could be. Foley. Turn him on tonight from 10.
We're going full Lidl on Today FM.
Let's see if we can make someone happier this afternoon.
Slow down.
Very smooth, very DJ.
We've been going full Lidl all this week, actually, on Today FM. All thanks to our friends at Lidl. They've been giving us €400 per show to give away. It's been amazing. Fantastic bringing people up. Saying, hey, let's sort out your grocery bill for you. And doing your full shop at Lidl, it says here, and saving money allows you to do more with your money. Do you want my shopping list of finalists? This is very clever. And Neil and Ruth and Claire and Hannah, they were all from Ian Dempsey's show. We've got Susie, Kate, Nora, Morris, Roisin. You got your Katrina, your Owen, James, Fiona, Magella. All winners there with Pamela Joyce.
Right, okay.
Got your Marie, Claire, Tracy, Shane, Declan. And winners on the last word were Padraig, I'd say. Moira, Enda, Brendan. Oh, very nice.
Comprehensive list, that.
I haven't even punched in any digits yet. I'm an absolute disgrace.
There's a lot riding on this. I've done the maths, actually. With 10 grand, I spend an average on about €50 on groceries per week. That 10 grand would do me for four years.
He's single, by the way.
I'm engaged.
Yeah, but like...
Exactly. She lives where she lives, I live
normal,
where I live.
It's not a normal person.
I mind what I'm spending. And it would cover
he's
me
single
for...
single and he's tight.
I'm clever with my money. Careful. Is that on offer? I'll take two. But it would cover me for 4 years, right? So 10 grand... No long way for you. This is exciting now. They're all in the draw.
My wine budget is it get me from now till Christmas.
Still, that's something.
All right, €10,000 on the line from Lidl.
Here we go.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello there. Is that Kate?
Yeah.
Kate, hi. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Good.
I'm just ringing for the chats, Kate. Ringing for the chat.
Any song you want to hear after four, maybe, Kate, is it?
Yeah, Uptown's nice for the weekend, Kate.
Anything.
Kate, we've done the draw, and you're spending €10,000.
Oh, my God!
It's you, madam. You're after winning the 10 grand spend as we go full Lidl on Today FM. How are you feeling?
I cannot believe it.
Believe it, babes. You've got it. Forget your €400 credit. Forget the €400 voucher. We've upped it to 10 grand. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I can't believe it. Thank you so much. And can I just say a big shout out to everybody who was rooting for me on Instagram. All and right. A special hello to... the women's commune. So
the women's commune. Shout out to them, then, isn't it? Absolutely. We'll do it back, JP. Kate, congratulations! You're a winner. €10,000 to spend at Lidl. Well done, you, madam.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Listen, enjoy and have a lovely weekend.
Happy weekend.
Much love, babes.
Bye.
Ray Foley,
another happy winner
with Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
All right, stick around. We're kicking off your Friday mix. Mix It Fridays next.
Ray Foley. Today.